The Pulse presents 620 Patio, and I'm your host, Shane TBG.
And I'm Lucky Me.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. We're going to do a song and we'll get going right away. Can't talk right now. Because she's still driving.
Okay.
Oh, there she is. Welcome, Bella. Hi, Chip. Hi, welcome to our patio. How are you doing tonight, Lucky?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic.
Talking about one of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah. Tonight's episode, Sex and Sexuality, Part 2.
Welcome,
Miss Susie.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the room. Thank you for being here.
Doggies, welcome. All dogs are welcome.
Yeah.
And it looks like we also have
Chuck in the room.
Chuck.
We have Queen Bella.
Queen Bella. And we also saw Pulse.
The Pulse.
The Pulse is in the room.
Hello, peeps.
And I think we had or may have had a Scrabble bag. So welcome to the show.
Welcome.
So in case you missed it last week was part one. It's downloadable. We published it, but we opened the subject of sex and sexuality. We had a fun conversation. It was hilarious. Some of the things that were talked about. And so we're just going to kind of keep going with the topic and, see where things lead this week, you know? We do appreciate anybody who is willing to share their stories or, you know, we don't make light of the subject, but we will laugh here and there. So if you want to share anything, just feel free to come up on the panel and let us know. Or if you can't get on the panel, you know, even just putting in the chat, that'd be great. So last week we kind of talked a little bit about foreplay. I don't remember if we really got into a lot of foreplay, but did you know it has a name also known as?
I don't. What do you call it?
I've never heard of this. Outer course.
Outer course, huh?
Yes.
So foreplay is outer course.
Yes.
So
there's intercourse. This is.
So you just want to say, you want to have outer course? Is that like, you know, maybe like the more.
You're having sex without having sex.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So there's all kinds of things that you could do for this.
Like opening the car door.
That is actually that is. Very nice. We actually I do appreciate that. It just shows a little bit of class, in my opinion. Doesn't have to be a big grandeur. You know, you don't
That's just a light subject.
But some of the things that I thought of was that because women, I know, classic, okay, cliche, but women are more emotional. And so you kind of have to play to those emotions to get a little bit more action sometimes, okay? So it doesn't always, foreplay does not always have to lead to intercourse, okay? Foreplay is just, you know, teasing and touching and cuddling and exploring each other and kissing. And, you know, there's so many things that, you know, you could do in order to initiate foreplay, and it doesn't have to lead to sex.
Right.
That's part of the climax later, which, you know, you could do a little tease in the morning before you get out of bed and then do something that evening, you know, or even 2 days later, whatever, however it works best for you and your couple. So I thought strip poker was it's kind of a fun and a light way of doing foreplay.
Right, right.
Because, you know, everybody's going to end up getting naked. Or, well, at least one person, I guess.
Right.
Totally. So, it depends on
On how good or bad you play poker.
Exactly. That's what I was just getting ready to say. It can backfire. I've had somebody ask me to play strip poker, and I was like, okay. And then they lost.
Right.
Worked for me.
Worked for you.
But I just thought it was hilarious because I don't consider myself a bad poker player. I just don't understand the hands. Which one beats another? That's my problem.
Rub it in.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
So romance is part of foreplay. Now, sometimes, and we've talked about languages of love in the past, and that's also an episode that you can download if you're interested.
That is one of our top downloads.
It is. It is an awesome show, and I think we're going to expand on it sometime.
And by the way, could I bring that just interrupt real quick. We gained another country today. We got the Philippines rocking us.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
how cool.
That is so cool. Yay, Philippines. So one of the things that can be romantic, not all of these things are, and it really depends on you and your partner, but listening to that podcast together actually would be kind of neat. But anyway, just spending time together, taking a trip, making a meal, and maybe just adding a candlelight with it. It's just, you know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can be burgers and fries. But just lighting a candle makes it.
Bring a little super, tea candle.
Yeah, super special. I think it's awesome when you clean the bathroom. That's really.
Welcome, Anita.
I know. I'm in my 50s, but it's those little things. To me, the little things mean more than the grand gestures. Right. The grand gestures are nice. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. But cleaning the bathroom or picking up the grocery order that I put in or running a load of laundry or cooking me dinner because I have a podcast. Those things to me.
What about slapping you on the ass? Or not you, or slapping some women like that while they're cooking dinner? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I like that. That's a little tease, a little foreplay, and it's like, ooh, you know, then it gets your mind thinking and gets the juices flowing.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, as long as it's not too hard.
Right.
You know.
Well, or you could do like in the movie Fried Green Tomatoes and cook dinners in nothing but saran wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I guess I might need to rewatch that movie. I don't know about
you don't remember her doing that?
Fried bacon and saran wrap. That's not what I'm talking about.
No, but you could just wear an apron.
An apron?
Just an apron.
There you go. Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess some people could just wear an apron. Sure.
I'm serious. I mean, yeah, there's some that can't, but I just think that would be kind of cute and sexy.
Yeah.
Just cooking in the, you know, acting like nothing's going on here. Nothing to see here. Move on. So those little teasy things, always, you know, anything to get the chemistry, you know, and those.
Like endorphins. Some,
yes.
Pheromones.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. So, last week we also talked about masturbation.
Yes, we did.
And so I wanted to talk about a little bit more because there was a word I used last week. And so I was like, you know, I really am not 100% confident I understand what that means. So I looked into it. It was autoeroticism.
Yes.
So masturbation is in that classification, but they're actually not the same thing.
Okay.
Fully. So autoeroticism is when one participant has the phenomenon of spontaneous sexual emotional generated into the absence of the external stimulus. Okay. Right. So you don't have to be touched or any of that, you can become instantly gratified by one action.
Right.
So it could be, some people like to be choked.
Right. Exactly.
Some people, you know, and so unfortunately there's people that actually have killed themselves on accident.
Oh yeah. Yes.
There's actually,
we had a kid that happened, in a town not too far from us. He was, attempting to hang himself while masturbating, and he actually hung himself, he choked to death from his belt that he had tied around the neck.
Right. He was 12?
Huh?
He was 12, you said?
No.
Oh.
He was,
sorry. I thought
if I remember right, the story, it's been a long time ago, but I'm going to say he was like 16 or 17.
I think there's a famous person that
happened to
did that, but I can't now remember who that is.
Right.
Not that matters. It just kind of stuck in my head when we were talking about it. And then there's a murder scene that somebody staged it to look like that's what happened.
Right.
But that's a whole nother show.
Exactly.
So, masturbation, of course, is stimulating your genitals.
Yes.
To climax.
Right, right.
Auto eroticism is other stimuli. It's not.
Wouldn't like if you liked watching pornos, that could be fall under that category too.
Yes.
Yes, it could, because you could, without any stimulation except for the visual, right. And I guess audible.
Audible. Yeah, audible stimulation. Yes.
Exactly. You could have an orgasm. It could happen. I mean, just like even at a strip club.
Right.
Watching dancers. I mean, you could.
Well, I mean, you know, people also have what they call the wet dream as well.
Yes. So just a dream, it can happen. So, yes, absolutely. I would think that would fall into that category, because you wouldn't have to necessarily do it to yourself or to your partner or whatever. Just watching that could bring on that.
Exactly.
For sure. So that kind of leads me into, because we, you know, talked about masturbation and those kinds of things. I know we talked about that last week, but we didn't really talk about toys and how to use those for yourself, for your partner. Because it could fall into the masturbation section.
Yeah.
But it also could, you know, go into actually several topics. Could go into fantasy. It could go into positions. It could go into foreplay, just all kinds of stuff. But we'll just say self-gratification with toys and using your partner with a toy. I guess we can have those, that separation.
Welcome. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, hello.
I'm going to call you E. I hit a button there. Hello. I need you to speak or I might hang up on you. Thank you. I like to be courteous, but we're in the middle of a conversation here. If you'd like to listen to the chat, I'll call you up or I'll let you up in a little bit. Okay?
Thank you. Okay. So Susie let me know that she has a little bit of information that she would like to share in our tool section.
Uh-oh, you want her? Sorry.
Well, one of them is the fact that in the state of Texas, they have a law in the books that owning six or more is a felony of dildos, or as they refer to them as pocket pussies, any kind of sexual toys.
Really?
Right.
Yes. You can own guns, display them all you want, but you can't have your sex toys in Texas.
Not more than six.
Well, if you have more, you have one, it's a misdemeanor.
Even a just one?
Yes.
An admin. Help me. I can't figure out how to get this guy off the panel.
Oh, okay. So we're pushing pause on the conversation. Hold on. Yeah, we need
that. I can mute him, but I can't disconnect him.
Technical support. How do you kick somebody off the panel?
Okay. It won't let me do it. Hello. Anyway, it's muted. He can just sit there. Whatever.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, back to the conversation.
Bella says that she doesn't see anybody on the
panel. Okay. Okay, thank you, Bella.
Other than Susie.
All right, it's just on my end.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for confirming. Appreciate it. Hey, Robert.
Hey, welcome, Short Pants. Back to the conversation of you can't, in what state was this?
Texas. You can't own.
Texas is very anti-sex toys.
Yes, apparently. You can't own more than six toys. That includes male or female.
I have got to call my buddy up about this.
Because, like, I couldn't have a dildo, and then you also have a pocket pussy, and then we both have, I guess, cock rings or toys.
I don't know,
Six.
Six. No more than six.
So if we ever travel.
You'll be a felon.
Yeah.
If we ever travel.
Don't take the sex toy suitcase.
Take all the guns you want to.
Yes.
You can have as many guns as you want and display them, but don't take your sex toys to Texas.
Wow. Texas is like
I bet they have the
ultra conservative.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these are back from the turn of the century or earlier. All these crazy laws that revolve around sex. And not all of them are sex toys. But it's funny, like having sex with your significant other in the front yard after sundown is illegal in Bozeman, Montana.
I'm sorry. My friend lives in Bozeman. Say that one more time.
If having sex with your significant other in the front yard after sundown is illegal in Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, you can do it before sundown.
Yes. Though. Yes. No. Yeah. And you can do it in the backyard. But you can't do it in the front yard after sundown. Dang. So when we go visit my friend, we will have to refrain from having sex in her front yard.
There you go.
That is the silliest thing I've ever heard of.
In the state of Washington, it's illegal to have sex with a virgin.
Washington state? Figure.
Yes. There's a law on the books that says it's illegal to have sex with a virgin, even on your wedding night. So you better take her across state lines and deflower her first and then come back.
Oh, my gosh. Robert. Oh, Lord. I saw Short Pants Robert was on here.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't. Never mind. We don't want it. Yeah. Do you know? I didn't think of it. Don't blame me. Robert, he didn't make the law. Oh, my goodness. I hope you didn't break the law is all I got to say about that. Right. That is
helpful. Now, here you go. Here's another off the wall revolving around sex.
Okay.
If you're planning on having sex with a rodeo clown in Massachusetts, it's illegal to do so in the presence of a horse.
Oh. So you could do it with the bulls and the steer, but not where the horses are. Oh my gosh.
Yep,
Only
the rodeo
clown. Yep.
You could do all the cowboys you want or all the cowgirls you want.
Yep.
Oh, here's another one. In Minnesota, it's illegal for any man to have sexual intercourse with a live fish. Why would you want to?
The suckerfish?
I wonder. Yeah,
sorry, I'm in the background. Here.
That's okay. I'm sitting here thinking of bass. Aren't they the ones, and catfish, aren't they the ones with the big mouth?
Well, I'm telling you what, you're not going to stick your mouth or your thing in a
Lucky.
Bass's mouth, okay?
What? They got teeth. Oh, they have teeth. I didn't know that.
No.
See, I've only been fishing
twice. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know. I'm not even
Who
gonna go
thought
there.
That
you know
was
what?
A good idea anyway?
I might lead into
the bestiality.
One of our subjects. Yeah.
The bestiality part.
The fish.
Going fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah, going fishing.
I'm going fishing.
Some of these,
I'll
I mean,
back.
Obviously they have a law because there's been a problem with it. You know, here's another one.
Like,
a woman is not allowed.
Like, wow, it sounds like it's all about the bass.
It's all about the bass.
All about the facts.
In Tremington, here you go. In Tremington, Utah, women are not allowed to have sex with a man riding in an ambulance.
Oh.
Now, if you ride in an ambulance.
Well, listen, Linda. Listen to me, Linda. If you are on your deathbed and you. We're like, just do me one more time, baby.
Right.
You can't do it.
Give it to me one more time.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, here's another funny one.
Okay.
In Newcastle, Wyoming, you're not allowed to have sex while standing inside a store's walk-in meat freezer.
Right.
Oh. Well, that's...
So obviously they had a rash of problems with that one.
Health department said, stop that!
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Gives a new meaning to beating your meat.
Right? Feel like Rocky in there.
Okay, here you go. We played pool not too long ago.
Right.
If a woman loses a game of pool in Anniston, Alabama, it's illegal for her to settle her tab with sex.
Oh.
Where's that?
Anniston, Alabama.
Well, I'm surprised about that because, you know, I don't know about Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Near, 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 near.
Sweet home, Alabama.
You got an off print mouth, boy.
So now if she wins the pool game, she could settle her tab with sex.
Ah.
But if she loses,
maybe you never know.
She has to pay.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Stupid either way you listen to it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. Let's see. Where am I at? If you commit adultery in Arkansas, the fine could be $20 to $100. But if you get caught having adultery in California, the fine is $1,000.
Mm. Mm. Adulterers stay out of California.
Is that with or without a relative?
Oh, wait. There's a few of them that revolve around relatives in here.
Oh, Lord.
Here you go. In Cottonwood, Arizona, couples having sex in a vehicle with flat wheels will be fined. And the fine will be doubled if the sex happens in the back seat. Oh. Is it like more tasteful and elegant to have it in the front seat or what?
Right?
I don't know.
But don't have flat tires if you're going to do it.
Right.
I mean, what else would you do? You couldn't go anywhere. Why bother changing the tire? They're all flat. Let's have sex.
Got nothing else better, dude.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, here you go. Connersville, Wisconsin. It's against the law for a man to shoot off his gun when his girlfriend has had an orgasm.
Oh.
Go figure. Kind of oddly specific.
That is very oddly specific.
I was just cleaning it and it went off.
So I guess everybody announced.
I gotta go to the studio.
He announced it to everybody. Yeehaw! Illegal. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Here's another one. In Utah, if you want to marry your cousin, there's a couple rules with that. Because, you know, it's illegal in 25 of the states. 20 states you can actually marry your cousin. Uh-huh. But in Utah, you have to be over the age of 55 to marry your first cousin. And one of you cannot be able to procreate. Now, if you don't want to ask... If you don't want to ask for permission, you both have to be 65 or over. Then you can marry your first cousin and nobody will ask any questions.
Nobody gives a damn. Just let the old farts do what they want.
Here's another one. The great state of Michigan. It is illegal to seduce or debauch an unmarried woman in Michigan.
Oh. No seduction of unmarried women in Michigan.
Yep. And it can be fined up to $2,500 and 5 years in prison, and it's a felony charge.
Dang.
And that's been on the books since 1931.
Huh. Oh, actually, that's not too long. I mean,
no, relatively not where some of these are the 1800s.
Right, right.
Less than 100 years ago.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Here's a gross one.
Okay.
You can't get married in Nebraska if one of the partners has a sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah. As soon as it clears up, baby, we're home. Sorry. I'm cracking myself up tonight.
Now, in North Carolina, you can't even live with your partner if you're unmarried.
Really?
And in South Carolina, if you promise to marry somebody and don't follow through, you're in trouble.
Did you get that, Robert?
That was in the Carolinas.
That was in South Carolina that you can't promise to marry somebody.
Don't you promise.
And then not follow through because then you go to jail.
Broke my promise and he broke my heart.
Oh.
Take him away.
And in Mississippi... You cannot teach anything on polygamy.
Oh.
So if you're a polygamist or want to know about polygamy, you can't be in Mississippi to learn about it.
Oh.
It's a $500 fine and 6 months in jail.
Oh.
You're welcome to call in if you want, Robert.
Yeah, Robert, if you're able to call in, please do. So we better warn our Mississippi listeners if we decide to talk about polygamy, they can't listen.
Well, welcome, Robert. How are you doing?
Hey, Robert.
Good afternoon. This is awesome. I always wanted to go to Texas because of the some of their laws, but some of the other ones, not so much.
Right. Just leave your toys at home, Robert.
Right, and I'm going to stay out of Michigan because it's completely legal to hang out with a bass here in Washington.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. I happened to show up at my spot that I need to be at. I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you.
It's hi.
Oh, yeah.
And I may or may not be able to come back on. I don't know. My person might not show up. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, it's really good to hear your voice. We should do it more often.
Miss you tons.
Absolutely. And just one thing. There's a guy up here in Washington who got in trouble multiple times for deflowering a horse.
Well, you cannot have sex with a virgin in Washington.
Right, so that might have been his, like, workaround.
That's in another segment of our episode.
Yeah, it is. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, Robert.
Bye, Robert.
Bye-bye.
That was short pants, Robert.
Now we got an echo.
Yeah, that's why I told you.
I'll fix it. Hang on.
That's okay. In Alexandria, Minnesota, it's illegal to have sex with your wife while your breath smells like garlic, onions, or sardines.
Oh. So why are you always asking me if I gotta have a?
Here's a mint.
No.
No.
If I'm eating onions.
Here's a mint.
Because she won't eat onions. She won't eat onions. She's never said that.
Here's the deal with the onions. Okay. So I like them cooked. I don't care for them raw unless they're in like a potato salad or something like that.
Oh, so, you and Brett are identical on that one.
Of course Brett. We are, right? So
I'm all over it. Yeah, right there.
So
yeah.
I don't, if it's on my burger, I'll take it off. If it's on a sandwich, I'll take it off. I don't mind the flavor, like touching my food. I just don't like raw onion. That's just the way I am. But if Shane eats a raw onion, then I have to take at least one bite with that raw onion or else I will smell his breath, his onion breath. So I will suffer
through. So that's the deal.
So I will suffer through one bite of a raw onion.
Thank you, baby. You just took our relationship to another level.
So that I can be with you and love you and kiss you and not be out.
Okay.
See?
It works.
You know, it's funny. We were at Clear Sky one night and these people at a table next to us, one guy bet the other guy he wouldn't eat a raw onion all the way, like you do an apple.
Ugh. Okay.
And he did it.
And they bet beers and dinner on it.
What's up, man? Ooh. And he did it?
He did it. Took him a while, but he did it.
Oof. Wow.
Oh, we got welcome to the show.
Hey, Nickby. So that's why, you know, because if it's cooked onions, I don't have to ask you because I'll eat them and I don't care.
I never caught that little scenario.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
You like raw onion and I will suffer through one bite so that I will still love to kiss you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See? Love language. Counseling 101.
Love language.
There you go.
Yeah.
I suffer for you, babe. Kidding. That is not the moral of that story. But if you're not going to have the onion, then I'm like, ka-ching. And then, because sometimes you don't have it. But I don't want to take a bite of mine, and then you have to smell my onion breath, and I don't even want onion breath. So, okay, enough about that one.
On that same genre, though, in Ames, Iowa, it's illegal for a hubby to have more than 3 gulps of beer while in bed with his wife.
More than 3?
And it's really funny because my ex-sister-in-law was from Ames, Iowa. And you know what? Do you know what Iowa stands for?
Idiots out wandering around.
There you go.
I'm from Illinois, babe. You know I know that.
Yep.
Look at Robert. How about from a straw? Nick says, how about some before?
Right.
I'm for that. There you go.
Like, out of all of these, this next one is the one that bothers me the most. Mustaches are illegal in Indiana if a person has a tendency to habitually kiss other humans. I like my facial hair on my men.
I was going to say, I absolutely adore Shane's mustache and beard. It tickles, but it's soft, too. I like him.
It's currently untrimmed.
Well, that even doesn't matter. I
like Which, that went back to a question from last week that somebody had asked about that with whiskers.
Yes.
And I can't answer for anybody else, but I like facial hair. And yeah, I like when they kiss me in all different places because it tickles.
It does. Absolutely. It absolutely does.
There you go.
Now, there is the stubble, like after shaving. Okay. It can cause some irritation if you rub too much in the neck because that's a very soft, sensitive area, or in the inner thigh.
Yes.
But sometimes it's worth it.
Right. There you go. Sometimes it's
Ding. Sorry. Showing.
No pulse in Indiana.
Yeah. Next, like. Yeah.
So, have. Shane's not much of a want me to dress up kind of guy. But we talk and joke all the time about the, you know, the naughty nurse and the French maid and stuff. What when somebody says dress up or role play, what's the first girly image that you see?
Me?
Yeah.
Role play?
Yeah.
Dress up or role play. Oh, I see Shrek.
What the fuck? Wow.
I like the dirty bar.
I like slingshot.
Right?
Hell, I wasn't even close to that one.
Okay.
No, actually, you know, if I'm going to go from the role play, you know, the bedroom role play, I like the dirty bar winch.
The dirty bar winch. Yeah. With the boobs
dirty
all.
Bar winch.
Yeah, yeah, the boobs all pushed,
you know,
up.
The old Bavarian bar winch.
Yes, I could see that.
Yeah.
Little dominating.
Come here, you old hag.
Yeah. Little suck, dominating.
Suck
and just...
my root.
I could see that from you. I could absolutely see that from you.
Wow.
Come on, Brett. What's yours?
I was going to say, Brett, thing. Would you be willing to share?
Oh, yeah. That's what's scary. Shane, it's the same thing.
Really? Well, see, the thing, honestly, here's my vision. Okay, because like the naughty nurse, she's got to be size zero, right? The French maid. Size zero.
Right.
But the bar wench.
Oh, yeah.
She can be my voluptuous. Size. She can be curvy. Right. She can be. And that makes me feel sexy.
There you go.
Because
I can do
I'm with
that.
You.
Yeah. I can be a bar wench.
Right.
I can't be a naughty nurse. It's not
okay
cute.
Every once in a while. Well, I guess. For some people. Lots of.
Did I mess something up?
And then for women, though.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, I know.
You know. There's what's yours?
Man, what is mine?
What is all? Yeah. What is?
I know most women. It's firefighters and all that stuff. It's not for me. It's a military man.
There you go. Uniform.
No, it's the naughty policeman.
Yeah.
Oh, naughty police.
There you go.
Is anybody willing
to share?
And
there's also,
chat?
You know, the construction worker.
Oh, short pants Robert, the school marm.
Yeah.
Not the school girl with the little plaid skirt. The marm.
Yeah.
He kind of likes that domineering thing but
opposite. Older woman.
Good deal. Oh, Nick said.
All the ladies
are
like, I mean, the only thing I could think of coming out is, I mean,
the onion.
Village people. Yeah, but see, The naughty cop got handcuffs.
Ooh, Robert lives with a naughty nurse. Good job, Robert. Nothing better than a
good pair of Smith & Wesson 100s.
Right.
Good job, Robert.
Especially broken. Sorry.
Now, what are some things that we could do together? Like, role-playing together?
Who?
Me and you.
Oh,
Shane, you with us?
Hello, McFly. You know what I thought would be fun?
That was priceless.
You know what I thought would be fun?
I had to throw that in there.
Okay. Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay. I thought it would be fun if you were the landlord and I was the tenant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And you come to get the rent, and I just can't afford to pay.
You can't afford to pay.
I just don't know what I'm going to do. Is there anything that we could do to work this out?
Oh, that's the same as a damsel in distress, right?
The landlord.
Right, right, right.
Why did I just have Mr. Furley run for my
Yikes.
Knock on my door.
We've been waiting for you.
What about the prince and princess?
Oh, that would be sweet.
Yeah. Mm. Be a good one. And also there's the massage therapist and client. That always works. By the
really?
Way, you know, as a single man,
I would love to get a massage
as a single
from you
man for 5 years.
Do you after?
A massage I'll always do works it. For the end.
Thank you.
Welcome, Scott.
Or there's always the EMT that has to perform CPR.
Oh, there you go.
Susie. You have an EMT.
I don't have that one on my list. I guess
she's got one.
She has an EMT.
Oh, wait. This is doctor-patient confidentiality.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. There's a little HEPA law in there somewhere. Just saying.
Right.
That's funny.
Yep.
Oh, and with, I know why Susie, I just had an epiphany.
What?
I know why Susie likes the police officer and the criminal.
I like the handcuffs.
That's what I was getting to say. I was like, bondage, hello.
That is another topic, yes.
It is, absolutely. That could be a fantasy. That right there could lead it to a fantasy.
Right. But
welcome to the show, Scott.
And they don't have to be fuzzy either.
Right.
Hey, Dick.
Hello, Monica.
And Mr. Nick.
Monica.
Glad you are all here.
Hey, Chick.
Nick
welcome.
Says, now I know why I have ex-wives. I read it as sex wives. Wow. Right. Sorry, Nick.
They live in Texas and they didn't have enough toys.
Right.
That's what I'm like.
But I do want to say one thing, you know, what? There's always the fantasy of the 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
and
yes.
All this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's CDSM. Always, it can, some things can get out of hand, so
absolutely.
You need to know your partner's boundaries.
Absolutely.
And
I agree.
Always have a little safe word, I think.
Yes.
I'm not a doctor.
No.
I'm just saying, I'm
no.
not a sex therapist, but I'm telling you, you know,
things
always
can
have
cross
a little
that
safe
line
word.
Quick.
Yeah.
Especially as you're trying to get to know where those boundaries
right.
are.
Right.
You know, because you
but
don't
like
know.
But like I said, if you. If you're willing to try it once. If you like it, do it a whole bunch more. If you don't, you know not to do that one again.
Exactly. But you need to have
whether it's positions, it's toys, it's role playing, it kind of it works for all of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because you don't have to take one weekend and lock yourselves in the house and do everything.
Exactly.
You know, this is why longevity in a relationship works is because you grow together, you experiment together, and you don't have to do it all at once, you know?
Right.
But knowing those boundaries,
mm-hmm.
you need to know when your partner is not okay.
Right.
And when it's done. And so having that safe word, that action, you know, if I...
Well, here's a good example, you know.
Tap you on the head.
Here's a good safe word, I think. It's very good. You say meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Because you do anything for love, but you won't do that.
True.
There you go.
That's a good. And it doesn't mean that you can't try again and reach a find your other boundary. You know, because some people don't mind.
Hey, big gun.
Hey, big gun.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
Hey, Paul. So, like, okay, we did discuss a little bit last week, anal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some just prefer a little tickle or a rub.
Right.
Some prefer just maybe the finger size of something. Mm-hmm. And then some can handle a larger item. Okay. So you don't know those boundaries until you reach them. Right. So even though you start with the tickle and you're okay, and you go to the next level, you know when your boundaries. So although you don't like this, you might like a little bit less of that, right, is what I'm saying.
That's what Robert's saying in the chat. Yeah. Exactly, Robert.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Basically. Yeah. So, you know.
But then you don't even have to go out and buy expensive toys or gadgets or whatever. Not. I mean, yeah, you can have fun with a can of aerosol whipped cream.
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, the old chocolate syrup.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate syrup, any of those.
Shower together. Now, I find doing it in the shower very uncomfortable. It's just who I am. I'm not physically able to, you know, stay up. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, but taking a shower together, you know, that buildup or that first initial thing, you got to pay the water bill and have to buy the soap. But that's free. That did not require any toys, any stimulation, any, you know, devices. You can.
Thank you for washing my back. It's been 20 years.
Well, if it was still the 80s and water beds were a thing, a lesson party.
The water bed.
Yes, a wrestling party with some.
Wesson. Like Wesson vegetable oil?
Wesson vegetable. Yeah.
I thought you said wrestling.
Yeah,
no,
baby oils. What I thought.
I'll do you one better.
Okay, what you got?
The vegetable oil involved with a game of nude twister.
Oh Lord, that would be very difficult.
Only do this if you're under the age of 30, please.
Yes.
Out there.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I don't.
After 30, you'll be in the ER.
Right.
Especially with oil. Okay. So, how many people were playing this new twister? Who was the spinner? So, if you're the only one twisting while your partner is spinning,
This is in the past. Yeah.
So there was multiple people playing the
Okay. It was in the past. Yeah.
That's what my whole thought is. I mean, you can try to spin while you're playing, but that's difficult.
It was like
a water bed. On a water bed, right?
The water bed, yes. That's what
yeah.
I'm talking about new twister. Welcome, Monica. How are you doing this evening?
Welcome to the panel.
Thank you.
Are you doing well?
Yes. Good. I got late. I'm listening, trying to catch up.
we're rated R tonight. Well, maybe E.
She said I got laid.
Oh, I know she did. I really did.
She's like, boy, it's good. Whoop. It's better than your kid. I got laid and I'm here.
Awesome. Good for you, Monica. I'm glad. That's awesome. Everybody deserves to have
sometimes the accent just kicks everybody in with deserves me and it just guess. Throws it yes. right out yeah. the window.
Yes. you go, girl. Yes, I love it. Oh shoot! Do you have a fantasy? I mean, I know we talked about, you know, some role playing things, but do you actually have a fantasy? Me? Like, do you I'm want to be?
She's looking at me.
Yes, I want to know. These are things
we like. If I have a fantasy,
I want to be ninja.
No, you don't want to be ninja.
I want to be. I have a fantasy.
What's oh, you that? Do. What is it?
Yes, I have a fantasy. So I would like to be in one of those circular. Like, have you seen for the baby parties they do like a bubble, and the kids they can go and play inside the bubble.
Yes.
So make love inside the bubble.
Ooh, while you're bouncing around and.
Yes, but I know those bubbles are made for kids, but I don't know if they're made.
They have adult-sized ones, yes, but I don't know
if they do. Okay.
Two in.
Yeah.
I don't know if it can be two people, but if you're already connected and then get in and then continue, maybe.
Yes, but it has to be on a feel that, you know, it has to be on a feel that it bounced the ball. Yes. But of course, it's going to be private. You're not going to do it outside. You know.
Yeah, that's a whole other section, the voyeurisms.
Yeah. Yes, so I would love to have that. Yes.
That's fun and very exciting and physically challenging. And I would think that would be very challenging because sometimes you'd be upside down. Sometimes
yes, but no food, right? Before going in. No food.
It's not just rolling around. You know, it's not like maybe a field of flowers.
No, she's talking those big plastic bubble things. Okay. That you like run into each other and they bounce all over the place and then blinky, blinky, She wants to do it in that.
Okay.
All right. You go, girl. We got it.
Well, she's way more creative than me.
I know, right? I'm like, I need to go back and think about this.
I want a bear skin rug and a fireplace.
So I've always had that.
That's romantic.
Or a trampoline. That's another one that could be fun.
That would be fun.
Not jumping, but just laying on it.
No, doing it on it.
Doing it on the trampoline and using the the bounce with the bounce.
That could be, yeah, but it has to be the surface. I'm on Amazon ordering
a trampoline.
Let us know if you have it delivered to your Kansas house. We'll go pick it up. Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. So have you ever, if you're willing to share, have you ever thought about doing it in, like, unconventional places or public places? Or
Yes.
That you're willing to talk about?
I will.
Yes, I have. But I don't know if I want to talk about it, but yes, I have.
Okay. You have thought about it or you have done it?
Done. Okay. Like half of, done and thought about it. And one of them was not even something that I planned for, but I think that was a, like, there's an ignition, like Susie said, once you try something and then if you like it, then it opened the doors, you know, to infinite possibilities, you know. I was in a church in Italy and I was seeing the church.
I'm sorry. And I had to do that. Go ahead.
And then I met a guy, you know, so Italian guy came up to me.
Did you do it in the church?
Yes. But it was so fast. It was like,
thank God I'm not the only one.
Yes. And that's when the, but it was a tour. I was a tourist. I was not a local. I was not a local.
These bad girls.
I wouldn't do it on my, I wouldn't do it on my church.
God says he wants to do it on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think I can top it.
Okay, we'll see if you can top it.
I think I can.
Scott has done it on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
On the Pirates, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Doing it in the church. Oh, and this Lord. Okay.
This is a loss of virginity as well.
Oh, I know this story. Sorry. Oops, did I laugh? I'm sorry, honey. I don't mean to laugh at you. It's losing your virginity. Serious topic. Okay.
In a graveyard inside of a mausoleum.
Wow.
I matched you, but it was on top of it.
Okay.
I do have a topper for you.
Okay.
Oh, you guys topper. Are awful.
Oh, Lord.
I've got a topper. Here it is.
Okay.
The Pantages Theater during The King and I with the last presentation with Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
Okay.
The King Theater, if anybody doesn't know, that's in Branson, Missouri.
I have two. And these. Okay. One was oral and one was vaginal intercourse. Okay. So the first one was oral. I gave, oh Lord, I can't believe this. I'm saying this. Mama, please don't be listening to the show. I gave a blowjob to my boyfriend in a movie theater during The Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans, okay.
I found it very boring.
You remember the movie.
I probably could tell you what scene, too, but yes.
Out of Africa, I got your blowjob.
And we were not in
Drive-ins worked better for that.
Yeah, I know. We were not in the back row, so all of a sudden I'm sitting there. Especially and then all of a sudden I'm gone.
Wow.
Things you do when you're 20, right?
How okay. about a chairlift?
Yeah. Oh, a chairlift? Chairlift. Yeah. And then my other one was at a hotel.
You had sex with Leo.
Now, this was with my... You
can't even spell it.
So, this was with and my first husband.
I
got you topped.
I did it on... It's a small world, so... Talk about an irritating song in the background.
Maybe they were saying something. And you're sitting there the whole time going, just keep it up, just keep it up.
Subliminal message. No, my God.
Been picking a baseball at the moment.
This is not emasculating. They're not talking to you. No. Just do it.
That's small. It's not small. Thank
you, Susan. I'm pretty sure I spelled Yul Brynner. At least I didn't. You know, service him.
Okay, my last share. It was with my first husband. Mm-hmm. I was 19, so it was before the service. Hotel pool. With
oh,
kids,
pools are fun. Yes,
with kids and families jumping around in the hotel.
Top.
No,
yeah. Not in the no. pool of scum.
It was. Oh. We did. Yeah,
cesspools.
That's the most public I've ever done it.
Oh, let's see.
I don't think I topped anybody else, but
honey, close your ears.
Oh, honey, close your ears.
Oh, I got more.
Oh, I got
but
more
wait, there's more. Speaking of,
go ahead, Susie. Let her rip.
Let her rip.
Now, this was not recent. Let me just say that it was not recent.
Right, and that's how we are. Previous, put us where we are. Yeah.
On my desk at work, during work.
Oh.
Really?
Hello.
Oh. Wow.
I gotta come visit you at work.
Bear chicken, rare. Lunch date. Boop, boop.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
Speaking of
that.
Lights are flickering in the studio.
Uh-oh.
It's time to pay
Robert
the
says, were you both on the clock?
Probably.
No, just on the desk.
What the heck? What's the clock? I get it.
He was not an employee, nor was he being interviewed for a job. Let me just say that.
Oh, but she didn't say it wasn't her boss.
It was not my boss.
Okay, so no.
just wanted to put that out there, baby.
So, yeah, and our lights are flickering in the studio. It's time to pay the bills. This show brought to you by The Pulse. There's a 620 Patio and Nana Repair, Glow Flow Denver, and the Clear Sky Lodge. Here we go.
There you go.
This show brought to you in part by the great people at Clear Sky Lodge, where the steaks are the best in Alaska. Don't forget Wednesday food specials and pool tournaments on Friday nights at 7:30. Clear Sky Lodge, located at Milepost 280 Parks Highway, Anderson, Alaska. Open 7 days a week, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Give them a call at 907-582-2251. Tell them your friends at The Pulse sent you.
And we're
say
back.
Hey.
Hey, hey. The lights came back on. Thank you.
You're right.
So I'm praying.
Wow, Monica, you're good at this.
She's
first
gotta
it was
figure
sorry
it out.
I'm having sex.
Right? Well, there's always, you know, the nun at the Catholic school. You know. So.
Right.
Done the hood of a car before.
Oh. Wow. Wow, wait. Did you roll around like that lady in the video that everybody was called after in the 80s? What was her name?
No.
White Snake going in the background.
See? White Snake, everybody White knows Snake. This video.
Right, right.
And her name was? Anybody?
I can't remember.
Christy Brinkley? No, I don't know.
Wasn't it Katana?
Who was that white? Yeah.
Tana, yeah. Tanya, Twaina.
Scott's too young. Scott's too young. Know. Come on, Brett. Oh, you're the music guru. Brendan, Lucky.
I am?
Yeah.
I just know words to songs. Right. I don't know people.
So
okay.
Okay, back to the subject.
Okay.
Rest she area.
Was really sexy. Rest I had area. To say. Oh, that's dirty. Rest area.
Oh, that reminds me. Every time I hear
I wasn't in the outhouse.
You know, every time rest area, I hear rest area, I think of something about Maria. Something about Mary. Yeah, the show Something About Mary.
The movie.
Is that Moose?
Yeah. Where he gets caught in the rest area taking a leak in the bush and is a trucker rest stop.
Right. Hey,
welcome,
Eric.
Mary. But yeah, there's also, you know, out there there's a lot of people like to practice monogamy. Okay, and that's
yes.
the practice of having a single sex partner. You know, just exclusive. And mm-hmm. then there's some people out there that, you know, non-monogamous.
Why did I give you
swingers?
Swingers. Yeah, you get into swingers. You know, exchanging partners for, you know, only sex, no emotional relations. You know, sometimes there's the non-monogamy, aka open marriage, which is called polymory. I cannot pronounce that word for some reason.
Polyamory.
Is that more like threesomes?
Polyamory. Well, no, that's more like came with me an original partner, threesome, or one-on-one. Some like to watch. They're not exclusive. You know, some have rules as well.
Yeah, they can do a contract, a prenup.
I've seen, people do prenups and stuff. You know, I've heard
they can do it with this
I don't know polyamory. I don't know anything about it, but yeah. Yeah, but yeah, can usually, you know, they can remove attachment and emotions and keep it just sexual only. So yeah.
So they stay in love with their spouse.
Right.
They'll have kids with their spouse and grow their family and their careers and work towards retirement and all that mm-hmm. with their spouse. But sex, they'll have another partner.
Open range. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes they can bring that person into the home or the family or that partnership between the mm-hmm. spouses are like, okay, you can have whatever, you could have whatever, but no emotional right. tie. Yeah.
Well, I'm just as strictly.
I'm with you 100%. I don't like it. I don't agree with it, but there are people that do it.
There is. And there's also people.
Well, and I call bullshit on there being no attachment because I think any way you look at it, there kind of is.
Yes.
Because you're sharing intimacy.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew four couples mm-hmm. that were into that agreement, from Mexico. Mm. They have a lot of money and, you know, the women's were friends and the males were friends.
Right.
From a long time, since university.
Mm-hmm.
And they agree to have that as a, you know, as part of, cause the kids, their kids, you know, they were very, very close to each other. So,
mm-hmm.
But then it got really in a very difficult scenario because, like Susie said, they, you know, they started having feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they had a contract, and even though they agreed they were not going to have feelings, true colors came out. And after that, it was very difficult, you know, to separate. And it was devastated for the family.
Oh, I know. Bet. I personally cannot see, I mean, cause you know, I did reveal last week that, you know, I've had several partners and, you know, Shane's fully aware of that because that's what led us to each other now.
Mm-hmm.
But, there was still,
angel,
right. And I know that about him, you know, and, you know, that led him to me. So that's, you know, God put us together for a reason. So anyway, but I've lost my train of thought.
You lost it.
I did really bad.
Kind of like Podbeam, everybody doing stuff together,
right? Yeah, exactly. But apart. Right. Yeah. switch of partners. God. Oh, I think I got it. Switch of partners. Yeah, that was
yeah. Switching partners.
Gosh. Thank you, Scott. So, yeah.
Most of the time I just do it with Brett, but I like doing it with all of you, too.
Can I get my ticket?
What did you
get? I want to get my ticket. Can I get in the line?
You're in the line. Come in line. Yes.
Yeah, but do you want to watch or do you want to participate?
Right. Well, it depends. Depends.
Yeah, exactly. Depends on who else is participating. No, I'm teasing. I don't think I could detach myself emotionally enough from mine and Shane's relationship to allow him to have a different partner. I can't imagine turning that off because that would be you know, eventually rage, probably all of the emotions, because I know when I get upset, I stress eat. So there's the gluttony. I mean, I could go through this whole thing. Ooh, another show, Seven Sins. Anyway, okay. So there's no way I could allow, I don't want to say allow, I could not handle Shane having a different partner. Whether we thought we agreed on it or not, I would never, I don't think I could ever. And of course, being cheated on doesn't help, you know, and we've all faced that. So we are totally committed. That is, I cannot tell you the relief that I have knowing that of all the things in the whole wide world, that is one thing I don't have to worry about.
Yes.
Shane will never cheat on me. That's he will come thing. To me and tell me, I don't love you anymore. I want to, you know, break my heart that way. But he won't cheat on me. And I can't tell you the relief that is knowing that. I've never had that before. And it makes you feel sexy. It makes you feel wanted and needed. All those things that I need. And he gives that to me.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
So have you ever.
Have I ever what? Have you ever never?
Have you ever? Have you never, never? Have you ever wanted to watch other people have sex without them knowing it?
Without them wanting?
Not like, I know porn, but those are paid actors and actresses, but actually watching somebody
having intimate,
passionate lovemaking, have you ever?
It wasn't like an impassionate thing, but it was, I've been to biker rallies, so
don't underestimate
what I've seen.
True.
Trust me.
Okay. True. Well, you know, I look at you every chance I get.
Right. Yeah. She's a voyeur.
Yeah. Okay. So the definition of voyeurism.
Well, okay.
It is watching somebody without their knowledge.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual.
Right.
Because, but most of the time it is. Okay. So like the Peeping Tom. Mm-hmm. Or the Peeping Jane. I don't know. I don't know what you would call a peeper girl.
Jane sounds good.
Yeah. I love to watch Shane. I love his body. I know he's not, a muscular dude on TikTok and all that. I love his body. And I love to look at him in all stages. And I know that embarrasses him sometimes. He's not used to that. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I have to sneak my peeks. So
sneaky peeks,
which of course makes me a voyeur. I don't stalk him at work. I don't do that. It's like just kind of in passing at the house, he'll walk across the home to go to the shower and he'll do it naked. And of course I'm like ducking under the counters to look, but yeah, I'm a voyeur, honey.
I know.
I'm not just a people. Hey, I'm a
Robert boy. Says I once had a neighbor who liked to keep their window open while she got dressed and undressed, knowing that my windows were directly across from hers. I have a story about that as well, Robert.
Yes. You told me that story.
I did tell you that story.
Because it was like the sister of the...
Somebody
I know. That I know.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Personally.
Yeah, I guess it's not a big deal.
I'm sure it was.
Here's the deal. We was in high school, right? And there's a group of guys, and this girl, she liked to tease the high school guys.
Tease the boys.
So at
every time, every night at 7 p.m.
But on she had the body dot. That could do it, though.
Yes. Every okay. night at 7 p.m. on the dot, she had a front window facing the street. And me and a few friends would go over and park in front of her house. And she would leave the blinds open specifically because mm-hmm. she knew.
You guys were sitting there.
Yeah.
Watching.
She ended up being a lesbian, by the way.
That's so, hilarious.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my God.
Brett just lost his chubby. Yeah. Now stop.
Yeah, just like that. Darn it. Spoiler alert. Welcome to
Shane. Well, it's like when I managed an apartment complex. We had a woman there that anytime she brought someone home, she'd open the windows, and you'd hear her yelling and moaning and carrying on, and the dog would start barking to her.
Right.
She wanted to announce that she was getting late.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Shot off the... Oh, yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, it is illegal.
Certain states.
Wasn't in Colorado, let me tell you.
Right.
Oh, can I? No, I won't tell that.
Never mind.
I won't tell that one.
Okay.
So, I was going to,
Let's touch on this just real quick because this is just all plain wrong and just don't do it out there, please.
Okay.
Let's touch on the bestiality and zoophilia. It's illegal in
most states. Absolutely. Countries. As a shame.
But there are people out there that,
yes, there are,
you know, refers to sexual activity between humans and non-human mammals. So,
hi, Billy Shane.
Yeah,
like the Deer and Benson.
Yeah, like the Deer and Benson. Exactly.
I was wondering where I heard that story from. Now,
yeah.
Or the chicken in Mississippi that just got caught last week. Having sex with a dog and videotaping it.
And people, that's a fetish thing. People will pay for that.
Exactly.
Kind of
it's
stuff.
Like a foot fetish or whatever.
It's like their part.
Some
of
people have fetishes about ears. I've seen that out there.
You know the biggest lie in Wyoming? I was just helping that sheep over the fence.
Right.
Right. Well, I remember when we were in the Navy, there was supposed to, now this was way back when it was a VCR tape. Okay. DVDs right. hadn't even come out. And I remember there's people would bring porn because we're out to sea. Okay. For 6 months. Mm-hmm. And so people would bring porn and the tapes would rotate
yes.
from shop to shop and yep. everybody would watch porn together, you know, white nights and all that.
Yeah.
And I remember only one bestiality tape running around.
You same one I've seen.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see
it? I never. Oh. It was always, okay, we're going to play
bad.
It. Not that I wanted to, but sometimes you're just
hello, James.
Following the crew, you know. I never, every time somebody's like, okay, thank it's going to be in the weld shop tonight right. at, you know, 1 a.m. And I'd go and then they weren't there. Right. So it was like this secret that you had to know and dissect. Okay. So you get to the weld shop and you see this symbol and it tells you to go to blah, 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 blah. But nobody ever told me that part.
Right.
So I never got to see this video, but supposedly
I
it was
that.
There.
I see.
Okay. I was going to say, and it was supposed to be a woman taking a horse.
Oh, I've seen that in Tijuana, but anyway, that's besides the point.
For reals?
Yeah.
That's the donkey show.
Yeah, the donkey show.
That's nasty.
Not a horse, but anyway, no.
Yeah, well,
porn,
I can...
The porn that was going around that I, and, well, you was there, that was a BCL, a woman actually gets up and sticks an eel inside of her.
An eel.
Mm. Yeah.
That's so, as bad yeah. as what was it about 20 years ago? It was mice and condoms.
Right. Yeah,
that sounds
I don't
a little
know,
fishy.
Anyway. But anyway, let's just nobody out there, please do this. Don't do it. It's just it's wrong. It's against yeah. It's just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the poor animal for real.
Yeah, dogs, cats,
and it's
cats,
a beagle, right? It's a beagle.
A beagle.
Illegal.
No,
it's
oh, yeah,
illegal,
it's illegal,
right?
Yes,
very,
it is illegal.
In most states
now, in America.
Yeah.
There is a,
I have you heard this jokingly, you know, but I have never heard anybody actually doing it, but you could, I can't believe I'm saying this, put like peanut butter on your genitals and let the dog lick it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you're penetrating the animal. But I've heard of people doing this, but I don't know if that's for real either. I guess I'm really naive in that situation. I don't know, but could that work?
I will tell a story about a party I was at back in 1988 at a very prominent person in the area.
What is it with rich people in sex?
Well, and Weaver. This daughter.
Okay.
We went to school with her, and she was very prominent.
Well, of course.
Actually, let her German Shepherd do it to her in front of a crowd of people, of 40 or 50 people. Yeah.
Why? To piss off her daddy.
I'm assuming getting back at your daddy, but, you know, she actually, the dog actually mounted her and, did the full thing. And apparently she did it all the time. That's what she said. So we do
did
it all the time.
Did she have puppies?
I don't know.
No, God.
Well, you know that growing up in Chicago, it was in the news quite frequently that people had jumped the fence and screwed the cow at the Lincoln Park Zoo. Right. They even had a song about it.
Oh.
Wow.
That one of the radio station hosts made a song about it. Moo Moo, I love you.
I know, Moo Moo. We had to touch about it.
Yeah, we were just going to touch on it, but now here we are all still talking about it.
Do you guys know the clip Armageddon? Do you remember when it aired? Do you have
Armageddon, the movie?
No.
Is it a porn?
Oh.
It actually hit the air. And they lost their radio license over it. Let me play this clip for you.
Real quick. Oh, great. We're going to lose our license. No.
No, not for this one.
No.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and throw it. Let's see. Here we go. This was right from the broadcast here. Okay. And
here's a fax from Cooter in Orlando, who sends me a copy of a story that appeared in the Los Angeles Times. He says, a prestigious newspaper, not the oft-maligned Weekly World News. Quoting the story, in retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil. Eric Tomaszewski told the news doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital. Tomaszewski and his homosexual partner, Andrew Kinky Farnham, have been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong.
Look, he's over her
I
mouth.
Pushed the cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in, he explained.
Right.
As usual, Kinky shouted out, Armageddon! Like you, that he had enough. I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube, struck a match, thinking the light might attract me.
He can't hold a straight face.
Right.
He can't hold it.
At a hushed press conference, the hospital spokesman described what happened next. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas, and flame shot out the tube, igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball.
Story, guys.
Oh, my God. All I can picture is Walter Cronkite trying to do that story, because that's where I visualize when I hear stories like that.
Suffered second degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil. Farnham suffered first and second degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract.
Armageddon. So there's the safe word, Armageddon.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, my God.
Listen to a bang on the desk.
Right? Stuck a match, taking the life might make the gerbil come out. So that's what felching is all about. Armageddon!
That was the original radio clip that aired.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Yeah. This whole time I'm visualizing Walter Cronkite and just completely losing it with his Brill cream and all that. Yeah.
Right. Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Hey, welcome, Mary. How are you doing?
That popped into my head. Hey there. I was like, oh, my God. I had to remember that.
Hi, Eric. Good to see you.
Well, I'm just wanting to make sure Shane and Lucky that both y'all's, like, Lucky Me and Shane the Bald Guy accounts have the admin on it. So if y'all have any other admins, those definitely can't be touched.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Eric.
But whoever y'all assign admin privileges to, I guess y'all will probably distribute to people that y'all know and trust.
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
All right.
But so I know y'all talking about
to Armageddon.
Moving on to Armageddon.
Do you have anything you would like to add? Fantasy maybe well, that I you'd just, like to share?
Well, I just promoted some of the other great podcast shows in the chat, and and I know Brett will be going live in a little over an hour from now, but
yes.
But I know that if anybody missed it last night, Brett launched a good Tuesday night show last night. Did you
Absolutely
not, Brett?
Absolutely, they did.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and there's going to be a lot more to come. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more to come.
Well, hopefully the headline news shows are coming back very soon once you and Scott can get something worked out.
Well, the Tuesday night show is slipping in right now, and that's what we're going to concentrate on. The variety show. Yeah.
Right. And then we're just a week away from announcing the March Fan Club winner.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And tonight is an opportunity to get to really improve your standings.
Right.
Yeah. That's for sure. God, I can't get Armageddon.
Thank you, Eric.
My
I appreciate that.
Sorry, Eric. I'm just like
pulling. We're gonna be saying that during your show, Armageddon.
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 Well, Rick's all about saying that word.
Word.
That word. I thought his birthday was supposed to be tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yep, we lost him.
Oh.
Whose birthday's tomorrow, Eric? We lost you.
I thought Rick's birthday was supposed to be tomorrow, but apparently it mysteriously changed to April 18th. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Maybe he pulled it.
So I had to make a correction on that.
Maybe he pulled an April Fool's.
I think he's trying to stay younger.
Keeps moving.
Well,
the
getting
date.
Old is a part of life.
Yeah, right? Exactly, Eric. Yeah. That is so true. So true, so true.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you came on our show.
I think he's and I think Rick's already past his midlife crisis stage, has he not?
I think he deserves another one.
Depends on if he buys a slingshot or a side-by-side.
Yeah, I think he deserves a second one.
Yeah.
He's due.
That's my word.
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 Tool.
Tool. Dude, I was teasing him about that all day today, just to let you know.
Awesome.
Well, and our friend Marley just had his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
What else you get over there, Lucky? You got anything else? I think we're going to wrap this up here in about 4 minutes. Do you have anything else? Let's talk.
Just about more, fantasy type of things. There can be, of course, the places is one, but there could be like that taboo or forbidden sexual thing going on. Some people really enjoy, I don't approve of it at all, but underage partners.
Mm-hmm.
No. They also, incest. I don't approve of that as well.
What?
Incest.
Oh, yes, right. I was agreeing with you, yes.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah, incest is not best.
No, it's not at all.
Let's touch, I don't know if we have any research on this, but I think there's a cousin rule. Is it, do you know anything?
Yeah, that was one of them. And
that's one of the things Susie shared with us earlier.
In Utah, if you want to marry your first cousin, you have to be 55 years of age or older, and your partner can't be able to have kids, one of you.
I see.
Or 65, and then you both don't have to answer any questions.
Really?
Well, you can marry your first cousin at 65.
Trying to steer away from the Blinky the Three-Eyed Fish or something?
Right. Yes, the reproduction is the issue there.
I think the only caveat about marrying your cousins is you know, there comes the joke of whether or not y'all live in Alabama.
There was a law on that too, Susie, wasn't there, Alabama? Yeah. Or was, that was Mississippi.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I think it was
in the Bible Belt states.
No, Alabama, it was the pool game. You can't settle up your debt from a pool game with sex.
If you lose.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only if you win. So win that pool game, girls. Yeah. Okay. Also on the fantasies, there is a segment of fantasies that is passion and romance. Sometimes the fantasy is just being swept off my feet. Being treated like that princess, you know, and sometimes it's not with your normal partner that you have these passion and romantic feelings or fantasies about. It could be with somebody famous.
Oh yeah.
Although I do not.
John Connery.
It's John Connery. Although I don't, I don't have a permissions list because I don't want him.
Sean Connery is a good choice,
Susie. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I don't have a If you were to have sex with a famous person, this one is a freebie because I don't condone him having relations with anybody other than me.
Right.
But we do have like famous crushes. So, yes. But I still wouldn't let him sleep with them.
I'll tell you what, my main crush is Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on my list. Okay.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's my man.
I'm with you there, sister.
So, again, the mustache. Ooh, okay. Yeah. Someone famous. Sometimes a former lover, okay? So I know there could be many aspects about your former partner that you absolutely hate, but you really enjoyed having sex with them, okay? So sometimes the fantasy is of your former lover, okay? And because that was one of the first people that you actually had that attachment with.
Right, right.
So that can be a fantasy that as long as it doesn't interfere with your current relationship, and you don't like holler out.
I'd be afraid I'd call the current one the wrong name.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. As long as you don't say the wrong name.
I'd be afraid of thinking the old one would cost me more money.
Right. And then sometimes your fantasy can be about a deceased partner.
Robert says Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, that's your freebie. And sometimes it can be about a deceased partner because you had that emotional and attachment.
Yes, Robert,
so your fantasies are always resemble that previous partner, even though they're deceased, you know, because just because they passed on doesn't mean that chemistry and that connection dies. And so sometimes that can be a fantasy is to reconnect with them, even on a sexual basis. And then sometimes fantasies can be gender bending.
What's that?
Gender bending.
Oh, gender bending.
Which means.
Oh, no, I don't.
Because you want Sam Elliott, you know.
You want Sam Elliott. Right, having something with an opposite
sex. If I had to have sex with a man, it would be Sam Elliott. Yeah.
But he'd be the receiver.
Huh? Oh, I'm definitely a batter. I'm not going to do that.
You're definitely
a catcher.
Okay.
Yeah. He wants to feel them whiskers tickling.
Oh, the rumors that are going to fly now.
Yeah, I'm going to let them.
Yes, and then sometimes people have fantasies about being with a transgender person just because of the unfamiliarity of not understanding that whole thing because – if they identify as an opposite, then are you having a gay relationship or are you having a heterosexual or do you get best of both worlds? So sometimes just curiosity can create a fantasy. You don't have to act on your fantasies. Sometimes you can use that as stimulation for your self-enjoyment. Slang term that I didn't even really think about, Shane, when we were dating, called it a spank bank. So it's just visuals or pictures or your fantasies that you have in your head when you self-pleasure. So that's all I wanted to add for that. And that's all I
let your imagination fly.
Yes. So would you like to hear some preludes to what could be next week's topics?
Sure. Is this a continuation? I want a continuation.
Yes.
She's over there taking notes.
We're going
to
part three.
Yeah. Yes. For the last half hour, she's like,
I could just see, I could just see Monica sitting there with her little chin and her fists. And just like cheesy grin, just like listening and soaking it all in. That's what I pictured. Her eyes big. Oh, she's so cute.
I want us a third part. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, so we're fun. Actually kind of heading into potentially five parts.
Sex, really?
Sex, oh, interesting.
Baby, I have a lot of sex in my head. I have a lot of sex in my head. I just spewed it out. One night I said, I think my brain's throwing up, and I just kept writing notes and writing notes and writing notes, and he didn't know what I was writing about, but it was all about sex, baby. It's all about you and me. Okay. So I had done some research on some positions that we didn't even start talking about.
Yeah.
So we have positions. And then something I thought would be interesting is cultural rituals, mm-hmm, or cultural beliefs, desires,
mm-hmm, right,
and traditions, you know, because I think a lot of Hindu traditions may have like predetermined partners or something, or prearranged marriages. But what do you do when your body is wanting this person when you're being hooked to this person? And
right,
just mm-hmm, weird things like that. Just so kind of wedding night rituals, whether you're a virgin or not, you know, do you dress up? Do you not? You know, just kind of, is there a wedding night ritual? So more of cultural rituals, sacrifices, right, maybe, you know, maybe some religious implications, just stuff like okay, that. I think would be really,
really awesome. Really
cool. Candle wax on the nipple.
Oh,
that was last week, Scott. This is candle wax.
Not as fun as it sounds.
No, it's not. No. It's very
not
freaking
as good
hot
as hot motor
it can,
oil.
Sometimes it can blister, so be careful. Okay, that was my
Paul. I think me and Paul seen the hot wax candle show from the Bridge of the Midget back in the day.
Oh, jeez.
Live. I was there.
Oh, Bridget, you were the there.
I was there, yeah. Wichita, Kansas. Yeah. Anyway, let's give some thanks out there. Susie, anything you'd like to say before we end our show?
This has been a lot of fun.
I'm gonna roll.
Have lots of sex and just make it sure it's safe.
Yes.
For you and your partner.
That's perfect. Right. Thank you, Susie.
So, yeah, this has been
The Pulse. Does he have anything?
Yeah, you got anything to say, Pulse? Sorry.
Eric's getting ready.
No, I'm good. I've just really enjoyed myself here. And thank everyone for coming here.
Yeah.
Appreciate all the support for 620 Patio.
Hey, George.
It's been a great show.
Well, we're getting ready to end.
Show. Yeah. Scott,
you see me like a Brit?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We've got the Pulse coming up live in 1 hour, 9:30 p.m. Central. And what is that, Pacific Standard Time, Alaska?
I don't know.
You guys figured out.
10:30 Eastern.
And then after that, we'd probably have Russ from OON doing an overnight show.
Overnight podcast.
I also have the Forensic Files show with Russ on Fridays.
Yes.
At 9 p.m. Central.
Yes.
You can figure out that. We appreciate that.
And y'all find me at the Old Man's Podcast Show in the morning and some of the other awesome content creator shows.
Yes, thank you, Eric. We appreciate that.
So this show brought to you by The Pulse. This is 620 Patio, and thank you, and have a great night.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah. Hey, want a good one for going out?
Yeah. Sure.
Some of you may know this one.
Yeah. Don't forget to download the show afterwards, and in case you missed the beginning of it.
Yeah. Plus, also, our fan club is free, so feel free to join.
Yeah. Like, follow, and download.
Yeah.
Thank you for the song.
Good night, Sue.
Good night, Sue. coming, James. Good night, Eric.
I kind of figured that fit with our theme tonight.
It absolutely.
Thank you, Chick. Well,
thank you, Chick.
Love thank you girl. For the energy. You inspire me, huh?
Oh, good.
Good.
Thank you.
You too, baby.
It's okay to support yourself if yes. you don't have a partner.
Yes, it's normal and healthy. So
yeah. It is. Thank
Everybody
you.
Needs an orgasm every once in a while.
You betcha.
Good night, Sue.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Behave, Monica. Sue, she doesn't want to behave.
I'm praying, Sue. I am praying. I'm very devoted.